Hello everyone, welcome to our presentation on building cloud infrastructure for AI. I think everyone's quite familiar with what cloud infrastructure is. Today we'll be looking at it in the context of AI. By AI, I simply mean accelerated compute. For all intents and purposes today, it will be GPUs. Who am I? I'm Dave Hughes, software engineer, system admin, network person, done it all at some stage. Passionate technologist. I am a open source champion. I love open source. I've been a distro maintainer at one point in my life, contributed back to various user space, normally bug fixes when I've been packaging the user space software, whatever else. Primarily problem solver. I like to solve problems.
Right, and I'm Lukas Sackner. My background is originally in high performance computing, parallel computing, that sort of thing. I did got into GPU compute when it was really new and everybody was excited about CUDA and OpenCL. Got into rendering through that, been contributing to Blender for 11 years now. And through a pure coincidence, working on distributed rendering for that, I got into the whole cloud infrastructure area and ended up really enjoying it. So I stuck around and here I am, found that it's really cool. I'm still very passionate about making things perform fast, about the whole performance aspect of things. And also I found that I really enjoy thinking about and building the big picture, not just hacking away on one component of the stack for years at a time. So you're gonna see a lot of this big picture later on.
First of all, what is a cloud? Simple way of looking at it. Want to skip through? Again, abstraction of resources and infrastructure, self-service for developer teams, on-demand, elastic nature. I think everyone's quite aware of that. API-driven, multi-tenant, kind of obvious but not obvious. And how does it factor into GPU? GPUs are typically, or other accelerators will be common in the future, TPUs, that type of thing, but it's GPUs used for accelerated compute. Typically, RDMA interconnected if you're doing a big cluster. Not always. It's quite common that you'll see cases where people will throw consumer-grade GPUs into servers and do things like that with no RDMA interconnect. Fast storage, I do want to caveat, though. It's not necessarily fastest. Everyone seems to get hung up on this topic where they think they need the fastest. You just need an acceptable level. Not necessarily RDMA either. There's been a bit of a discussion on this. Company by the name of XTX released a new distributed file system recently named TurnFS, and they chose not to use RDMA in that either, and generates quite a bit of discussion. Dense, very big servers, again, we think a big beefy storage servers historically, but these days it's very big, dense compute servers, pulling as much as between 12 and 20 kilowatts per node. Three rough scales of consumption in this model. A single GPU, again just passing through the GPU to a virtual machine, or an entire node, that could be four GPUs in a box, it could be 10, it could be 8, could even use NVLink if you're using NVIDIA. Could be clustered, that's where I came back to earlier, you're dealing with cross-node interconnect and basically tying thousands of these things together. GPU clouds, the good, the bad and the ugly. So there's a few different ways of what these GPU clouds actually come together. First of all, you'll see many people sort of masquerading as a cloud, but what they really do is purchase assets, image the assets, and simply hand over the keys to the BMC in a you break, you buy type deal. Other people will throw OpenStack on there. It's quite an obvious sort of path to a quick MVP. It's wrought with problems, I would say. Quite tightly coupled. I mean, we had many cases where we couldn't have high availability on control planes. You would restart DHCP server and lose part of the network. It's nice in a lot of places, but the tight coupled nature of many of the components makes it really difficult to use in production.
Arguably, it's designed for private cloud operation on your own premises or whatever, and people insist on using it as a public cloud for multi-tenancy, and that's not ideal.
That's coming from experience of running it in production for half a decade or more and trying to build a GPU cloud with it, not hacking around for 6 weeks and deciding it wasn't fit for purpose. Kubernetes, another one that's sort of used today, and people seem to think that they can throw a workload manager onto a cluster and all of a sudden it's a cloud, and arguably not. out of the box, no strong isolation of tenants due to the nature of using containers first as opposed to virtual machines on Linux. Shared kernel and drivers, not exactly ideal when you might have people that want different driver versions for their compute instance and so on. Various other parts, the networks, not many of the common networking options for Kubernetes like Coleco and everything else, not quite what you want for a cloud infrastructure out of the box. If you want to add
anything. Oh, no.
Other, you got a few other options that normally come up in cloud infrastructure. Nomad by HashiCorp was used quite a lot. Again, traditional sort of cluster workload manager. Some people have successfully built things out of that. Triton was the cloud stack by Joint. Very popular back in its day. Still being used today by MNX. How to design a cloud 101. Redundancy everywhere. Again, kind of obvious but not obvious. Scheduling maintenance windows doesn't really scale when you've got 1,000 customers. A lot easier to just be able to take the control plane out of production and still have two available in the infrastructure.